We've been talking about security in Afghanistan and in Iraq, where there have been improvements over the past year. But Iraqis who fled to neighboring countries or were internally displaced have not returned home in any significant numbers. A new report charges that the U.S., the Iraqi government, and the international community have not done enough to support the host governments and those refugees. The report comes from the International Crisis Group, a nonpartisan research organization. One of its analysts, Jos Hilterman, joined me in our studios. Your title of this report is Failed Responsibilities, Iraqi Refugees in Syria, Jordan, and Lebanon. Who do you think has failed?
What has failed is not, interestingly, the policy of Syria and Jordan. They have, despite all the problems that refugees face in these two countries, opened their doors really at a cost to their own societies. But if you look at Iraq's responsibility, Iraq, which had a budget surplus in the past couple of years, has spent almost nothing on these refugees, then I would say that is a failed responsibility. And if you look also at the role of the international community, most importantly the United States, which was responsible for this war that led to this refugee crisis in the first place, it has absorbed very few of the asylum seekers, and it has not really helped governments that have been host to these refugees, especially Syria, for obvious political reasons.
In your report, the International Crisis Group asserts that the Iraqi government is flush with oil money, and yet it hasn't reached out to its own citizens. Why haven't they been able to do that?
Well, it's not a matter of ability. It's a matter of will. And I think that this government in Baghdad, in a way, is not entirely unhappy about having so many refugees outside who are potential opponents or who include people who were part of the former regime. And they would rather be rid of them. And they don't want to help them. They don't want them to get training and education during their years of exile so that they can come back at the end and be functioning citizens.
But is that the bulk of the refugees, opponents to the regime?
No, many people have fled, of course, but I think there's a strong perception that a good number of them are, in fact, potential regime opponents. And I think the second problem with the current government is that its capacity is very low in the sense that they don't really know how to spend their money in the first place. And the refugees issue, because it's not an acute crisis for the Iraqi government at this moment, their attention is focused on other issues.
Recently, the Iraqi prime minister has visited the Pope, where he asked if the Pope would appeal to Christians to come home. He's spoken in Germany, asked them not to open their doors to Christian refugees. He's asking for people to come home.
He's asking for Christians to come home because the Christians constitute no political threat to this government. But at the moment, going back is very dangerous still. We have seen significant progress on the security front. This has to be acknowledged. At the same time, it's a very fragile situation, which is not sustainable if it isn't matched by basic political deals that need to be cut. And on the political front, things are totally stuck at the moment. And so people are in a holding pattern. People are waiting to see what will happen next. Much is linked to elections in the United States, in Iran, where we have presidential elections next year, and in Iraq itself.
But if all that has to take place before Iraqis decide that it's time to go home, you're talking about another year. What are the conditions for these people to sit out another year?
Well, conditions are deteriorating. Since 2005, 2006, when really this crisis began, many people still had family resources that they could draw upon. But they don't have sources of income in most cases, and their resources are depleting. And the host governments are providing some basic services, but by and large, they don't have jobs. Women are being pushed into prostitution. And so the situation is dire, and it can only get worse over time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jos Hilterman is Deputy Director of the International Crisis Group's Middle East and North Africa Program.